श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु
तदात्मनि निरते
य उपनिषत्सु
धर्माः
ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Since we are meeting after a long time, so a brief introduction, a summary of what we gone through will help us to catch up. So the first chapter, first section, there is a dramatic introduction of the student and the teacher. Upanishad gives a story, Uddhalaka the father, Swetaketu the son, and he was a dropout, and then father called him one day and said, there is nobody in our family, uneducated. Left him like that, and then the boy came next day, take me to Gurukulam. So he went and studied. 12 years after graduation, came back. But the way he behaved or walked around in the house, father didn't like it. So he asked, he called him one day and asked him, did you ask of your teacher that knowledge, knowing which everything is known? Student said, how is that possible? And he is a typical answer, like, I don't think my teacher knew. If he knew, he would have taught me. Then the father asked, did you ask of him this knowledge? He said, no. That was the question. The question was actually from the teacher himself. Ega vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. When the teacher shows him, that example he gives, Mrit, Swarna and Krishnayata. Eka Mrit vijnanena sarva gada vijnanam bhavati. So once you know the clay, you know all the parts. So once you know Eka Swarna vijnanena sarva abharana vijnanam bhavati. So once you know what is gold, you know all the gold ornaments. Eka krishnayo vijnanena, krishnaya vijnanena, the iron, sarva karshnaya savijnanam bhavati. So all those made up of this iron will be known. So there was an example of Nakhan Krundanam, etc. In short, Karana Vijnanena Sarva Karya Vijnanam Bhavati. So once you know the Karanam, cause, all the effects are known. So Ega Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati. That point was proved with example, three examples. Thus end the first chapter or section. Then from section 2 to section 7, we get an elaboration of Srishti Prakaranam. This is to point out that Sat Brahma is Sarvakaranam. Yato ma yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayante visham visanti. So this point was established that everything has come from Sat. Sadeva saumyedamagrasi ityadi, starting from there. So Sat Brahma is Sarvakaranam because Karana Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Prapancha Vijnanam Bhavati. So once you know what is Karanam, that is Sat, naturally you know the entire creation is nothing but Karyam of the same Karanam. For this, Brahmaiva Jagat Karanam is established. So Jagat Karanam is Brahman was established by Sadeva Saumyedamagra Asid with the statement. Then Sukshma Bodha Srishti, Sthula Bodha Srishti, Bhavutika Prapancha Srishti, all of them were mentioned in the Srishti Prapancha, that is particular portion, section 2 to 7. All these only difference is in this speciality of Chandogya Upanishad is Chandogya mentions only 3 elements, not 5 elements. The Bhagavan Shankaracharya's point of view is that the Upanishad is not interested in establishing the theory of creation because the creation itself is not there. So why go into details unnecessarily? But since we see it, we have to give an explanation. So he gives that. So they are interested in mainly to establish Brahman and point towards using the world as a nimitta or like an adjunct. They want to go to Brahman. So that's why they are not very much interested in the details, whether it is Pancha or Three, they are not interested. Then, Agni, Apa, Prithvi. Prithvi is Annam. Agni, Apa, Annam. So, Tejo, Ap, Annam. This is the statement they make. No Panchikaranam, but Trivrtkaranam is given. Panchikaranam is the mixing of the Panchabhutas into certain proportion. But instead of that, Trivrtkaranam. Then various examples were given to prove that the entire creation only these 3 elements. Surya. So these 3 elements have got 3 colors. Red, white and black. So red stands for the Agni. Color is red. So water color is white, then Prithvi color is black. So the entire world, whatever that you see, they are all a mixture of these 3 colors. Combination. Some red color is more, some the white is more, some the black is more, that is all the difference. But they are all a combination of these 3 colors. And they pointed out Surya, the sun contained 3 colors, moon also contained 3 colors, and the the other elements are also, they pointed out, the red color Agni, white color water, black color Prithvi. And even, that is the Bhautika Prapancha, then even individual body, the Adhyatmika Prapancha also made up of these 3 elements only. And in this section, most important statement is Annamayam hi Soumya Manaha. Mind predominantly contains Prithvi Tattvam. means food. So that there was a statement also, whatever food that you eat, it divides into three parts. The first part is a gross part, goes into the taste and fecal matter. Then the second part is the one that goes into the makeup of your physical body, whatever that vitamins etc. is needed. And the third subtler part goes to the makeup of mind. Therefore, how you cook the food, how you eat the food, and what atmosphere you eat, etc., is very important for healthy mind. There was a discussion. Then prithvi tattva means food. Apo maya pranaha. Prana is predominantly contained jaladattva. So that's why there was a demonstration also. The child was asked to fast for so many days. Then when he came back, asked him to repeat what is a Rigveda mantra and all that. But then he could not repeat. But he was asked to drink water, but not solid food. So water kept the prana going, otherwise. So then afterwards, one slowly he ate, then he was able to remember everything. So prana predominantly contained jaladattam. Tejo mayaha, walk. Speech is predominantly contained agni tattam. So that is why fire is speech and all that. So you must have heard all the cold countries people are soft spoken. All these tropical countries, they are loud people because a lot of sun. So this fire. Now this is the up to second to seventh section. Now in the eighth section alone, the central theme comes. The Mahavakya Upadesha, Tattvamasi Mahavakya Upadesha. And the peculiarity is that the Mahavakyam is revealed with the help of definition of three words. There are three words used in the eighth chapter or section. One is Supiti, sleeping. Person who sleeps, Supiti. Ashanaya, hunger. Pipasa, thirst. So, sleep, hunger, thirst. These three words are used to point out the Tattvamasi Bhavakya. Tattvamasi means that thou art. You are that. By giving the definition of Supiti, Ashanaya and Pipasa, the Upanishad reveal the Aikya, oneness. By defining Supiti, the teacher points out that Jivasurupam is Sat. Jiva means individual self. Jiva resolves in Sat. So when you go to sleep, where do you rest? Not on your bed, that is body, but where the mind resolves. That resolving point, place is Sat, means existence. So in that existence principle, so all of us exist. The world exists, and that existence cannot be destroyed. Even science also, now they know that this existent principle is something that you cannot destroy. Like space cannot be destroyed, whatever in space can be destroyed, but space cannot be destroyed. Why? Because we don't have an equipment or a bomb or atom bomb or nuclear bomb subtler than space. Unless you create something subtler than space, you cannot destroy space. The same way, Paramatma, this existence principle, because of which even the space exists, that cannot be destroyed. So that existence is where the jiva rests. So by giving definition of supiti, the teacher points out that jivasurupam is sat. So that jiva where it rests, and also the resting place seems to be happy place. It is not that we complain. When you go to, you have to go to sleep, you don't complain. Today I have to sleep also. Going to office, getting up, we complain. But not going back to sleep. So there you see, there is no interaction with any objects. Because we think that happiness is only when we interact. Matras parshastu kaunteya sitoshta sukadukkadaha. So when our senses contact with sense object, only then there is a joy. This is our understanding. But here you see, there is no interaction with any object in deep sleep. But still we are happy. So that shows it is our real nature. So what is our real nature? We don't want to be different. When we are happiness seems to be our real nature. That's why when we are happy, we don't complain. Our real nature is not unhappiness, therefore we complain. We want to get out of it. So like a system, something like a little dust goes into the eyes. It is not the nature of the eye. What happened? The whole system works to get out of that small dust. The same way, unhappiness seems to be unnatural to us. So we try all methods to get out of it. But our method of getting out of it is the problem. So we are systematically treating the problem, but we are not going to the root. That's why we continue to seek. So this jivasurupam is sat. Jiva resolves in sat during sleep. Therefore sat must be the surupa of jiva. Sat, pure existence, is the nature of this individual soul. Similarly, by defining ashanaya and pipasa, the Upanishad points out that sat alone is sarvakaranam. And body has come out of jalam, jalam has come out of agni, and agni has come out of sat. So body has come out of water. Actually, body, I think 3/4 is water only. Shape and all that is water. If you take out the water, there is no shape. Dehydrated person. So water, from water alone, the body. Then water has come from agni. Agni has come from sat, paramatma. So this is how the Upanishad proves. Therefore, sat is the cause of all the bodies. So therefore, sat is jagat karanam. So one is jiva karanam or jivasurupam. First is supiti, jivasurupam. What is the nature of the individual self is sat. That was proved through the example of sleep. Then the example of ashanaya, hunger and thirst, the what you call creation, bhautika world. So what is the jagat karanam? Jagat is the creation. So like the body has come from water, water has come from agni, agni has come from sat. In this manner it was proved. So sopiti jivasurupam is sat. Ashanaya and pipasa, jagat sarupam, is also sat. Both are sat. So jagat karanam, jivas sarupam, both are sat. Therefore, tat tum asi. You are that. This is the 8th section. Then, from the 9th section onwards, up to the 16th section, the same teaching is repeatedly given. In each section, one example is given, clarifying one point. 8 examples are given to clarify 8 points. That's why Tattvamasi Mahavakya was repeated 9 times. Only the 9th time he could get it. I don't know how long we will take. The section 9 that we have seen last time, Madhu Drishtantaha. Madhu is honey. Honey example. Honey here is drinking honey, okay? Not the other honey. What is clarified here is all the jivas after pralayam go to indistinguishable state. Just like the honey become indistinguishable mark in the honeycomb. Because the bees take the honeys from the flowers. Then all of them collects in a honeycomb. Once it is in the honeycomb, then there is no distinction. This honey has come from this flower. It is a lotus honey. This is a rose honey. Like this, there is no difference. All differences get merged. The same way, jivas, once it merges with Paramatma, all differences disappears. So, that is the section 9. Up to this, we have seen. Now we are in the section 10, that is page number 70. So just as all the honey is collected from different flowers, when merges to each other, one cannot make out which honey from which flower. So to all jivas, when merged with Lord, it resolves all differences. In sleep, in pralaya, and once a person realizes the truth, all the differences get dissolved. That state is your real state. Tattvamasi Svetaketo. This is the point. I myself divide into all the three. Pramatra, Pramana, Prameya. So, Pramata, the seer, experiencer, then Pramata, Pramanam, Prameya. Pramata is the seer, Pramanam is instrument, Prameyam is object. So, this subject, object, instrument, these divisions. Without that, no experience is possible. So, in order to see you, I need my... There is a seer. Without the seer, there is no seeing. Then instrument of seeing, that is pair of eyes. Then the object, that is you. These three. But all the three are one. That is a point. See, this is where Vedanta comes, the beauty of Vedanta. Now, section 10. Ima somya
natyah
purastat prachyah
syantante
paschad
pratit
ప్రతీచ్యస్థాః
ప్రతీచ్యస్థాః
సముద్రాద్
సముద్రాద్
సముద్రమేవ
సముద్రమేవ
అపియంతి
అపియంతి
స సముద్ర ఏవ
స సముద్ర ఏవ
భవతి
భవతి
తా యథా
తా యథా
తత్ర
తత్ర
న విదుః
న విదుః
యం అహం
అస్మియం
అస్మియం అహమస్మీతి
అహమస్మీతి
ఏవమేవ
ఏవమేవ
ఖలు
ఖలు
సౌమ్య
సౌమ్య
ఇమా సర్వా ప్రజాః
ఇమా సర్వా ప్రజాః
సత ఆగమ్య
సత ఆగమ్య
న విదుః
న విదుః
సత ఆగచ్చామః
సత ఆగచ్చామః
ఇతి త ఇహ
ఇతి త ఇహ
వ్యాఘ్రో వా సింహో వా
వ్యాఘ్రో వా సింహో వా
వృకో వా వరాహో వా
వృకో వా వరాహో వా
కీటో వా పతంగో వా
కీటో వా పతంగో వా
దంశో వా మశకో వా
దంశో వా మశకో వా
యద్యత్ భవంతి
యద్యత్ భవంతి
తదా భవంతి
తదా భవంతి
సయ ఏషః
సయ ఏషః
అణిమా
అణిమా
ఏతదాత్మ్యమితం
ఏతదాత్మ్యమితం
సర్వం తత్ సత్యం
సర్వం తత్ సత్యం
స ఆత్మా
స ఆత్మా
తత్వమసి
తత్వమసి
శ్వేతకేతో ఇతి
శ్వేతకేతో ఇతి
భూయ ఏవ
భూయ ఏవ
మా భగవాన్
మా భగవాన్
విజ్ఞాపయత్వితి
విజ్ఞాపయత్వితి
తథా సౌమ్యేతి
తథా సౌమ్యేతి
ఓవాచ
ఓవాచ
Here another example given. This is of different rivers originating from ocean. And finally go back to the ocean. Before origin of difference, sisthehe purvam, api bhedaha nasyat. So before the creation of the rivers, let us say, like, the ocean. From the ocean, what is a river? Nothing but ocean. And evaporated water go up, become clouds. Clouds come down in the form of rain. The rain water collected become the small stream. The stream becomes a river. And the river seek what? Ocean only. Finally, it merges back to ocean. The same way all jivas sustehe purvam vedaha nasyad. Before creation, all jivas, there was no difference. They were one with Brahman, Sat. One with the Lord. So before birth, Sat. And after death also, go back where? Sat only. So, Abheda. So, Avyakta Adini Bhutani Vyakta Madhyani Bharata Avyakta Nidhananeva Tatra Kapari Devana Gita. Bhagavan said all these things in Gita, you see. Yes. Take it the best out of all the Upanishads then given in Gita. It's the beauty of Gita. Even though I am going to be one with Brahman, but I do not know I am Brahman. Like in sleep, we don't know we are experiencing Brahman. But we know it is a good experience. We like to go back and forth. Similarly, but then somebody asks the question, why don't you sleep all the time? That is a problem. Punascha janmantara karmadesha. So because of our karma, because of our vasana, we get up. Who is waking you up? Not anybody. Not the alarm. It is your duties, your responsibilities. Oh, I have to go, I have to do this. I have responsibility towards my children, family. So office, etc. comes. These are all samskaras. They are like timer, they wake you up. So, we are all coming from Brahman also. So even though in sleep experience is Brahman, but we do not know. That is, we are ignorant about our own nature. This is called ignorance. Ignorance doesn't mean we are ignorant people in the worldly sense. Worldly sense, we are all intelligent people. But when it comes to my own self, I am ignorant. This is the reason. This is a understanding of ignorance. Otherwise, people resist the word ignorant. What do you mean, I am ignorant? No, you are intelligent. But when it comes to, like Gurudev said, you are educated, illiterate. We are educated, all right. But when it comes to our own self, we are illiterate. So, rivers, the example here is, rivers going to eastern direction, they flow in the eastern direction, then when they merge with the ocean, they do not know it is Ganges, it is Jamuna. There are differences in Sangam, you know, like our Bengal, there is a Gangaji Sangam is there. As if the ocean comes and receives the the river. And in that Sangam, you don't see the difference once it merged with the ocean. So too, western rivers, which are going to Arabian Sea, they flow into the western direction. They originated from ocean. They merge back into ocean. Once they merge into ocean, they do not have different name. Gangaji or Yamunaji or Sindhu or Brahmaputra, all these names are not there. It is one ocean. Similarly, we cannot say we merge into Brahman. Why? Because, see, the river is merging with the ocean. This is only an example. Don't take the example literally, then we'll have a problem. Like the jivas merging with Brahman means what? So jiva is separate, Brahman is separate, there is a merging take place at a given time and place. All these are limited. If a merger take place, then what happened? It will separate also after some time. So it is not like that. It's only an example given to point out a situation. A point here is that we are one with Brahman, that is the point. Like the rivers, before they became river, after they merged with the ocean, ocean alone is real. The same way here, jiva is not merging. Jiva swarupa is Brahman. There is no merger. So, in order to merge, what is necessary? Jiva has to separate from that Brahman, Sat. This separation from Sat is not possible because Sat is all pervasive, is everywhere. Even while you think you are separate, you are with Brahman only. This notion that I am separate is the problem. In fact, while we are searching for that Brahman, what is that? Who is searching? The Brahman is searching. For what? Brahman only. So this search is the one that denies the sought. Even search is not validated by Vedanta. What are you searching? The moment you search, what is that? You deny yourself, I am not that, isn't it? So therefore, even search is a problem. Again, so it is not like merging the ocean, it is only an example. So, This, we are Brahman. I am that Brahman. That's why Shankaracharya also jati, niti, kula, gotra, durakam, nama, rupa, guna, dosha, vachitam. So all the differences, these are all come in between. Nor knows my original nature is ocean. Naviduhu, I am of this nature is not known to the river or the jiva. So each one of us, we are like this. Different one person say, I am a holy person. Another person say, I am unholy, I am a sinner. All these differences are only superficial. But in the essential, all of them are Sat Brahma. That's why our rishis always addressed us, you are children of immortal bliss. They never addressed us as sinners, because sin is only superficial. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no sin. So, each one of us, okay, different, holy and holy, Sat Brahma Eva. So, all of them are Sat Brahma Eva. All Jivas, Jivarashi, Sataha, Agamya, they are all come from Sat alone, but Naviduhu, it doesn't know. So now in previous section, see, having merged, they do not know. This example, Sastehe Purvam, prior condition, Sataha Agachamahe Iti, came from Sat is known, not known. See, after merging, see, like the honey example, after merging, the jiva do not know, they are with Brahman. Even in sleep also same thing. But here, before river example, before, the rivers do not know from where they have come. So before creation, from where the jivas come, the jivas do not know. After merging also, like in sleep, they do not know. Sleep is a temporary dissolution. So, sataha agachamahe iti came from sat is not known, whether they are mosquito, lion or tiger, all those examples are repeated there. And later also they merge into sat. This nama rupa rahitam brahma is your nature. Ado ante chayannasti. Before you are Brahman, afterwards also Brahman. In between, what is there? It is also Brahman. But you think you are different, it is as good as not there. Adaha antaha yaha na asti. So this creation, your form, it was not there before, it will not be there later, in between it appears, this appearance is not real, it is temporary. So that is the stick Gaudapada uses in Mandukya. What was not there before and later and in between appears, then it has no reality. Now the third one, third paragraph is a repetition in all the... This mantra is a repetition of the one came at the section 8. Sat, from where all jivas have come, and unto Sat all the jivas go back. That Sat is your nature. Tattvamasi. Very easily said, right? Saya esha nived atmavidam sarvam tat satyam satma tattvamasi svetaketo iti bhuya eva ma bhagavan vijnapayat viti. So naturally, like us, Uddhalaga didn't understand. Svetaketu did not understand. She asked his father to repeat. Please explain again. See the patience of the teacher. He's compassionate and he's not getting irritated or anything. And he said, yeah, I'll teach you. I will explain further. So, Tattvamasi Mahavakya, there is one commentary written on this by Shankaracharya, it's called Vakyavritti. About 54 verses are there to explain one line, okay, the Tattvamasi, three letters. In fact, whole 18th chapter of Gita is to explain Tattvamasi only. The first six chapters talks about Tvam, you. The second six chapters talk about the world, that. The world means the creator. Then the last six chapters talks about the connection, Asipadam. So this is how. So it is, Tattvamasi is so simple, like a capsule. But a lot of things are packed in that. The whole Vedanta is packed. Here also you will see from the 8th to 16th, all the sections are talking about the same thing. Repetition. Now repetition is necessary when it is a deep topic. See, if it is a simple topic, repetition is not necessary. Like our Gurudev used to give a very deep thought. Then he paused for a while and say, think. Because he has given you a very deep, sublime thought for you to think. One of his disciples thought that this is a good idea. When he started giving lectures, he also said, Gita has 18 chapters. Think. Now, what is that? That is a simple sentence. You don't have to repeat. But wherever there are deep thought contained, the Upanishad repeats. It is not considered a fault. Repetition is necessary. The point here is, even after repeating, we are not getting it. That is the point. So, in the section, the next one, we see. Here is an example of Vriksha. The Vriksha example is to show the continuation of Jiva, given after death. Death is not a period, a full stop. There is a continuity. Asya Somya.
Asya Somya.
Mahato Vrikshasya.
Mahato Vrikshasya.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Mule.
Abhyahanya Abhyahanya
Jivan Sraved
Jivan Sraved
Yo Mathe
Yo Mathe
Abhyahanya
Abhyahanya
Jivan जीवन स्रवेद
जीवन स्रवेद
यो अग्रे
यो अग्रे
अभ्याहन्यात्
अभ्याहन्यात्
जीवन स्रवेद
जीवन स्रवेद
स एष
स एष
जीवेन
जीवेन
आत्मानम्
आत्मानम्
अनुप्रभूतः
अनुप्रभूतः
पेपीयमानः
पेपीयमानः
मोदमानः
मोदमानः
तिष्ठति
तिष्ठति
अस्य
अस्य
यदेकां शाखां
यदेकां शाखां
जीवो जीवः
जीवः
जहात्यथ
जहात्यथ
सा शुष्यति
सा शुष्यति
द्वितीयां
द्वितीयां
जहात्यथ
जहात्यथ
सा शुष्यति
सा शुष्यति
तृतीयां
तृतीयां
जहात्यथ
जहात्यथ
सा शुष्यति
सा शुष्यति
सर्वं जहाति जहात् सर्वं जहाति
सर्वं जहाति
सर्वः शुष्यति
सर्वः शुष्यति
अस्य सौम्य महतो वृक्षस्य यः गो टू अ ह्यूज ट्री देन कट अ स्मॉल पोर्शन ऑफ अ ट्री देन यू फाइंड a sap flowing from the tree. Jivam sarved. Jivan sarved. That means the tree is alive. Sraved actually. Jivan sraved. So because it is alive, that is why the sap is flowing. So like if anybody cut your body, what happened? The blood comes out. That means you are alive. That's the point. The sap flows because the tree is alive. Cut at various portion, the sap flows means the tree is alive. But then a particular portion of a tree dries up. Let us say one branch is dried. And if you cut that place, no sap comes out. That means what? The jiva has withdrawn from that portion of the tree. It is not that the tree is dead. Tree is still alive. But from that particular branch, the jiva has withdrawn. But even though Jivatma is not there in the tree branch, but the Jiva has not left from the tree. Now, question is, why it is not there, why Jivatma is withdrawn from that branch? Karma. Theory of karma comes there. So, it's same thing like our body also. There are certain parts doesn't work. Paralysis. One whole, you know, like pachabada. One whole portion of the body doesn't work. Some people are lying down, you know, like permanently. Some gets into coma, they will stay there. They are not dead, they are still there, but nothing works. So why it is so? It is karma. Karma means here papa karma only. You cannot say good karma, punya karma. You cannot say papa karma only. Sinful deeds must have done before. As a result, it is happening. But another portion dries up means withdrawn by Jivatma. That portion dries up. Suppose the whole tree dries up. Don't think that jiva is dead. It is only the tree is dead. The jiva is withdrawn from the whole body of the tree. Therefore, death is to the body, not to jiva. Jiva apetam shariram, withdrawn by the jiva. The body mriyate, dies. Jivaha na mriyate. Jiva does not die. The soul does not die. It continue its journey. According to his karma, the jiva travels. Sometime it enters to another body immediately. Sometime it takes time. There is a waiting period, waitlisted. So many times you order a car, you have to waitlist some of them. High demand cars and all that. When there is the same car you wait for some time, you will get it for cheap also. But this jiva is waiting. It's called Pitraloka. Pitraloka is a place where all the jivas wait for their turn to enter another body. Waiting period. So, from the previous example, some doubts will come. What are they? Rivers come from ocean and merge in the ocean. The same water will not come back again as river, isn't it? Because Ganges water merges with ocean, and that ocean water evaporates and goes. It doesn't become same Ganges. So, too, during Pralaya, all jivas merge into Brahman, but the same jivas will not come back. Isn't it? It may come, that doubt may come. See, the rivers merge, that same river doesn't come back. The same way, suppose in Pralaya, what happened? Pralaya means dissolution. So dissolution takes place, I explained to you last time. That is, Brahmaji is when he goes to sleep. The creator, when he sleeps, the entire creation is enfolded. So that is 1000 multiplied by 4.3 million years. That Pralaya, then what happened? All jivas dissolves into him. Then when we come back, what is the guarantee? The same jiva will come back. You know, this is a question. Like the river merges in the ocean, the same river won't come back. It is not so. When it comes to jivas, it goes into a dormant state. Undifferentiated state. It is like a seed form. Even though jiva merges, but retained its individuality for coming back again to life. Like in sleep, even though we merge with Sat Paramatma, but we retain our individuality. It's not that engineer goes to sleep, come down, wake up as doctor, no. Thank God. It's not going to happen. So he retained its individuality. There will be a lot of chaos there, you know. The whole creation, it is considered a cosmos, not a chaos. So too in Pralaya, river example, you cannot say that. River example only for the merging part, but not equate with jivas, individual self, because individual self retains its individuality. So if you cut this big tree, one side the sap will come out, middle of a tree, and top of the tree, Jeevanna Sraved, sap will ooze out. This huge tree has the self because of Jeevatma. Now don't think that this tree is not alive, like, so it is also a Jeevatma. It has got a self. See, that is why in Puranas, you see, Bhagavan went and, Lord Krishna was tied to a mortar and he went in between the two Arjuna trees and pulled them down and two beings came out that tree. So all the trees are standing there like great souls. The trees also got soul, okay? Don't say that, trees are inert, insentient. So we can do whatever we want. No. They are all Mahapurushas. And if you go to this PSC and other places, you see all those big, big trees standing there. You feel, Mahatmas in meditation sitting there. How many years they are standing there, Vatavrikshas and all that. That's why Vriksham is something that is like a saint. They themselves suffer all severity of the weather, heat, cold, etc. What they give? They give shade to the pilgrims. Not only that, they work hard so much and then give you fruit also to eat. And the tree never takes even one fruit. Mango tree doesn't taste one. It is given to us all. This is the greatness of tree. So because of that only, because Jivatma pervades the whole tree, because of that only it is able to enjoy water. Pepiyamanaha means absorbs water. Plenty of water the tree enjoys. Modamanaha, and calls everyone to sit under it. So this tree is shaking its hands and it looks like as though it is calling, please come and sit under me. Modamanaha it is, enjoys. And if the Jivatma withdraws from one shaka branch because of karma, that shaka has no place to play. Like one organ ceases to function, then that sukham is gone. Like eyesight, people lose eyesight. People are not able to hear properly. Then people have problem walking, legs, hands, fingers, all those things. You will see that. These are all the karma phala. So jiva withdraws from that place. So, sarvam jahati, second branch, third branch, finally the whole tree become dry. That means jiva is withdrawn. So too when a person dies, the jivatma withdraw from the body. But jivatma continues. Now, third mantra, connection is given, conclusion is, whatever we have experienced in the tree is the same. Evameva khalu somya vitviti ovacha jivapetam vava kiledam mriyate na jivo mriyata iti saya esaha animaha atmamidam sarvam tat satyam satma tattvamasi cheto cheto iti bhuya eva ma bhagavan vijnapayat viti तथा सौम्येति होवाच स्वजीव अपेतं वाव किल इदं शरीरं म्रियते विड्रॉन बाय द जीवा वाव मीन्स इंडीड द न जीव म्रियते द बॉडी डाइज बट नॉट द जीवा इट इज द सेम इन ऑल दर्शना स्कूल ऑफ थॉट्स except in the case of moksha where the jiva become one with brahman that statement is with quotation okay one with brahman he realizes that he is not jiva he is not separate from brahman I am that brahman all the time now shankaracharya gives a note here gives a reason for continuity of jiva krithana akrita abhyagama dosha suppose all the jivas dies and death is the end of jiva then all the karmas and karma phalas are also gone for the next creation what will be the basis of creation let us say all the jivas all the individual soul they are gone then to create next what will be the basis it will be a random basis isn't it so if there will not be differences also human being animals reptiles these mosquitoes bugs and all that difference is also not possible trees plants the difference is also not possible because what is the basis there will be a chaos no animal man creation then it will be a lawless creation why this jiva got this body why that jiva got that body so the lord become very partial he decide who gets what then they will have to suffer a jiva may have to suffer for which they have not worked for akrita abhyagama doshaha so in life we have seen every action has got an equivalent and opposite reaction Now let us say if this life is the only life then there are so many problems the problem is why I am in this particular body why I am born to this parents why I am born to this particular family some I wish I was born to this rich family Microsoft person or somebody else you know rich family Reliance family or something Ambani family why I am born into this middle class family and some people are born with silver spoon with talents intelligence some people are born with certain difficulties physically challenged mentally challenged are there. Why it is so? There must be some reason. Because we don't know the reason, you can't just shut off that. So there is a continuity. This life itself is a continuation of something happened before. Otherwise, you say, you started with blank. There must be a reason. Why? Why I am born in this manner? Then again, after having come to this world, we work hard for so many things to achieve. We have so many ambitions. And suppose a person die away without fulfilling those desires or what he worked for. He has earned it, but he could not take the fruit, enjoy the fruit. That cannot be because every action has got an equal and opposite reaction. You should get the fruit. But suppose the person dies, you think that the whole thing is ended there? No, it will continue. Prapya punya kradam lokal sitwa shaswati sabaha. Shuti nam srimadange he yoga prashto vijayate. So, this continuity is there. That is why this life itself is a continuation of what was there before. Naturally, there will be a continuity later. So therefore, jiva continue to exist even though the body dies. Otherwise, you cannot explain the ghost theory. Now, people accept ghost, you know, they are scared of ghost also. So who is this ghost? Continuity jiva only. It is a soul. Wandering, poor thing, it didn't get a because of his papa, maybe it is wandering. Okay, we'll stop here. We are on the 11th. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.